The first time they met, though they didn't know it, for they were unconscious of each other, was at the Immortal Hour, then playing to almost empty houses away at King's Cross. But they both went so often, and the audience at that time was so conspicuous because there was so little of it and so much room to put it in, that quite soon people who went frequently got to know each other by sight, and felt friendly and inclined to nod and smile. And this happened too to Christopher and Catherine. She first became aware of him on the evening of her fifth visit, when she heard two people talking just behind her before the curtain went up, and one said, sounding proud, "This is my 11th time," and the other answered carelessly, "This is my 32nd, upon which the first one exclaimed, "Oh, I say," with much the sound of a pricked balloon wailing itself flat, and she couldn't resist turning her face, lit up with interest and amusement, to look. Thus she saw Christopher consciously for the first time, and he saw her. After that, they noticed each other's presence for three more performances, and then, when it was her 9th and his 36th, for the enthusiasts of the Immortal Hour kept jealous count of their visits, and they found themselves sitting in the same row with only 12 empty seats between them, he moved up 6 nearer to her when the curtain went down between the two scenes of the first act. And when it went down at the end of the first act, after that love scene which invariably roused the small band of the faithful to a kind of mystic frenzy of delight, he moved up the other 6 and sat down boldly beside her. She smiled at him, a friendly and welcoming smile.
"It's so beautiful,"
he said apologetically, as if this explained his coming over to her. "Perfectly beautiful," she said, and added, "This is my 9th time." And he said,
"This is my 36th.
And she said, "I know." And he said,
"How do you know?"
And she said, "Because I heard you tell someone when it was your 32nd, and I've been counting since." So they made friends, and Christopher thought he had never seen anybody with such a sweet way of smiling, or heard anybody with such a funny little coo of a voice. She was little altogether, a little thing, in a little hat which she never had to take off because hardly ever was there anybody behind her, and anyhow, even in a big hat, she was not of the size that obstructs views. Always the same hat, never a different one, or different clothes. Although the clothes were pretty, very pretty, he somehow felt, perhaps because they were never different, that she wasn't very well off. And he also somehow felt she was older than he was, just a little older, nothing at all to matter. And presently he began somehow also to feel that she was married.